Then living strategy. I was very pleased to hear about it.
Why? What's the proof that the results are not that clear? Something that's not clear cannot affect your emotions. Emotions get get nervous, for example. We get nervous in a state of uncertainty. The only way to calm oneself down is with certainty. Religious statements cannot calm a person down because there's no certainty in them. I'm supposed to react this way. Okay, I'm supposed to react this way, but I'm nervous. I don't know, right? So what I'm supposed to do doesn't help me because I'm nervous. The only thing that can get me not nervous or calm or whatever we want to call it is the fact that I have a clear picture of what's going on. So it's part of the plan. Nothing's out of control. That one has to have tremendous clarity. And it's a very important thing in life. I said, the tough is about having clarity, living a clear picture of life. And unfortunately, in our day and age, there's a lack of clarity. And unfortunately, it doesn't come by itself. It doesn't help which community you're part of, or which school you go to. It could be a very different school, so it doesn't necessarily give you clarity. This room very often means there's more rules. But what life is all about, what we're here for, what's success in life, have a clear picture. What is the thing I'm striving for? For kids who grow up that way, have a clear picture. What am I striving for? In general, I'm talking about the product. So the general thing I'm striving for, then we have to work. What to work with? Keep on going in that specific thing. But if it's not clear, then we get into trouble. I spoke to some youth, a good person, and he told me, asked him, what's strange tonight? And the answer was to get to my shleimus. So I said, what do you do with that? I can help you. You go ask, you're looking for a parnasa. So you want to get to your shleimus. And you know what your shleimus is. So you go to, let's say, the Moshe, go to university, and they tell you, shleimus is to become a CEO of a big, successful startup company. That becomes the shleimus of your life. Taking money, having power, with that family, with that prejudices. Well, that, I don't know. I'm looking for shleimus, and I got an answer to what shleimus is. If the first one that told me what shleimus is, I never really heard what it was before. That's the big danger. I want to go to the army, shleimus is to begin. Very, very good warrior, or tzaddik, aluf. When you're in that environment, that's what's important, that's what's social. Everything falls to the wayside. And then Rabbi used to tell us, the best thing is your period that you're in, you weren't coiled then, but achieving and coiled is like a basic training in the army. It has to give you a clarity of what your mission is to the point that no matter where you go afterwards, nothing will cause it to change. So if you have to go for whatever reason it is, if I also live in, become a part of the Shona Tzei Kibbutz, it will not affect your value system. You'll continue with your value system 100%. Something very odd. You know, Rami said the person is pushed by you. I'll be the Sviva. But that's it. It's a goal that's so important. Doesn't go through life of having it. That could be very nice over there. Yeah. The seal is shown, put it very nicely. He put it in like a modern version. Rebbe and others, and he said the tzaddik is this anigal Hashem. That's very mad. Like old fashioned way used to be Rebbe Hashem. That doesn't go ahead of it. Tzaddik Hashem. Hence, it's interesting also to have a close, intimate relationship with Hashem. And we found the only way one could have an intimate relationship with Hashem was through the Torah. There's no other way to do it. The first book would not reveal to us what he appreciates, what he enjoys, and how he expects us to bring ourselves to that shleimus, to that closeness to him. Then of that, to be getting what you want. Like smoke marijuana and think about all the truth. But since Hashem gave us different guidelines, that's what's important to him. So that's the only way to do it. But once we know those two things, that we have a clear guideline and pattern to it, and the goal is to go easy Hashem, the standing of Hashem, whatever does it fits you best, live clear, and have a situation going nice. It's in the base of image, it's outside the base of image, but it's all part of that theme. That's what I'm aiming. That's what I'm going to. And the Bitachon picture is that Hashem put me in the world for this goal. We scarf the Kodesh Bobo through my Kodesh Hashem. The Talmud factor is that he didn't just throw me into this world and into the big ocean and without teaching me how to swim. He's with me the whole time. And as long as I'm clear with what I want and I go with that, and that is, not, I don't compromise on that, then it's a work out. I don't have to be concerned. Sometimes it's more obvious than it's working out, sometimes it's less obvious than it's working out. So work out because I'm with Hashem. Okay. Ashki Chaya Bezal Yadukiya de Shvokish. The Yudhman found child of the Shvokish, Yosef Ola, Ivelis Odom de Salim Talkov. But Hashem is a people. A person's crookedness. Then improper behavior causes him to go on a crooked way. Things don't work out in life because he didn't behave properly. Then he has time in Hashem. This is the flip side of what we were saying before. Yosef Yehudim become a talent. Yehudim didn't understand what he said. Or me can be to sleep in Sudan, this is something that's written in the Sudan, Mishlei doesn't have reference to this concept in the Torah. Of lay of the hall, in the reason of sin, the gates say, leave on the yechna to each and of him, lay of Mazda is also in the king of the Shvatim, where they got in trouble with Yosef, and they got very nervous. They said, what did Hashem do to us? So basically, they were blaming it. In some way, they were saying, Hashem did this to us. Hashem should also not give his doctrine. Person strays from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and maybe goes in a crooked way. The Mishnah being Masriach, Avnenesh, and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have a short and fun and make some type of Ponzi deal or some other improper type of thing. Then he gets caught. He says, what is Hashem doing to me? What is Hashem doing to me? If you look at what Hashem, you have done this in the first place. You have checked that 100 times over before you do anything. Is this something really in line with Hashem's Rasul or not? And this Friday will come out and hopefully it will come to conclusion that it isn't. And we'll finally get a topic here, so this is the nothing but the Torah. To go to something that knows the Torah then, you know. U'mashim is a shlok al kishloinim. It's atmei einu mashim. Netiyo b'lei ba'odem liklo yisi ha'slok al kishloinim einu shvashko. Truth is, the nature of a person is to put his kishloinim in anybody he finds. Hashem is most convenient, but I was talking to somebody, I was trying to explain to him that he's involved in something and I felt it was affecting the way he's interacting with his family. And I was trying to explain to him that what I see is happening. And he was amazing. He managed to bring every single person of his family. Every single one of them. Not one was clean. So it tells me, leave them alone. Let them set themselves up. And when it's too far. Yeah, I put one in. But that's our nature. We always find something to blame and come upon such focus, number one. They keep these are people who are far from living with Hashkofa. The person feels that Hashkofa on a constant basis, and when things don't go so well, then he doesn't have problems because he knows that this is another step of Hashkofa. After my Afim, my Asim is here, and he's coming out of Ashkofa, the Tulin, Boaz, the Izo. The guy's a Kabbalah himself, you know, like the famous nice guy. The guy wants to be a Bamusa. So, his Rebbe, the Mashkiach, never ran for a bus. He says, Makam himself never to run for the bus. He kept them missing buses. He's so upset at them. What's going on? He says, Makam himself not to miss buses, and that's worse. Stop missing buses. You feel like the Rebbe, this man thinks that death came on top. He stayed as late as he was before. He decided not to run, so he's more late than he was before. I'm showing him. I mean, forget it then. We all have this little bit. So it's the natural thing is to find fault in somebody else and to go to fault himself. Remember a friend of mine, a very wise person. Something can't say to Rabbi, but you know, it's only people that have this time that haven't explained by Kosh Bobo to the Holocaust. So he said, he has a problem the other way around. If a Kosh Bobo is everything, with Mishpat and everything, it's how's it that we're alive now? Nobody asked that question. How's it that there's so good now? There should be 100 times worse before now. We're not going to go just properly. We're ready to heal the tzaddikim. Oh, the old answer, Hashem is found with Adam. So anyway, this is a common mistake. When things go wrong, we look for the flame outside of us, not within us. Vish Lahod, Kashim the Yaakov told him in Mitzrayim, Moshe said, came and Moshe said, Moshe said, when they came back from Israel, they saw that the money was given back to them, which they got concerned this is some type of plan to get them in trouble. They right away said, Ma osa elikim. So he's asking, where's this nirmah, this idea of the pasuk in Mishlei? It's a medrash. It says, person buys gula, and they give him a sack, which is closed. So, person is a good businessman, he just won't buy it closed. He can open it up and check to make sure that he got what he wanted. You have to take it over the home and check and find he got something wrong. He said, the brothers didn't do that. Because where was their fellas over here in their behavior? He said, when they got the sack back, they should have checked it right away. Interesting, a much more mundane explanation. Who was it? The time that there was, that they didn't behave properly. The Aces are generally going to be. Anyway, the so-called message is saying that they just they weren't cautious enough. They should have checked the sack before they came home. Back from the vice versa, okay. If they would have opened it right away, they would find the money inside, and they would give it back right away. Leila, that was a taina. What does Hashem do to us? They should be more cautious. Mm-hmm. You can throw into it, doesn't say that in the marriage, that the person realizes that he's not a perfect, not deserving of only growth in the world, then he himself will make him more cautious. The person thinks I'm the biggest addict in the world and I'm not to be afraid of anything. The person, part of Yishu mind is to give us that. You know, who says I'm deserving this, so maybe they would be more cautious. A couple of that's
Joseph knew this happened, they wouldn't check.
He didn't know it.
But they were checking with it on the video.
Say
it.
Okay. He didn't make his advice. He didn't. That's up to them. Yeah. Well, so maybe herself, you could say that also. Stuff that they thought they were perfectly was clear of that any problem. So, like what I said, you know, don't like those folks. Well, you learn the first time, you don't learn. That's the best thing of not learning Hashem. You learn your mistakes. There's a Muslim Israel, all the person makes mistakes sometimes, even a small mistake, which causes a lack of love. Don't find a way to cause it a quote unquote binding. Oh, what Hashem is going to be. He's saying go down to earth, that person should be careful. Shouldn't just rely on Hashem to take care of every situation. Person can get so high in Madrekin, then he comes to recognition that he can take responsibility for his choices. Because Bobo always has the right to kindness on us. We never have the right to say this much. Some people say it's not emotional health, so it's always blame yourself for anything that goes wrong. Always blame yourself. But it depends how you do it. Like the Moshe always says, the starting point of the person has to be that he realizes his greatness. We are, like we saw in the previous parsha, I'm the brother of Yishko, but the only nation which was brought was Masha Shemina Pah. There's something great or something special, something lofty, a tremendous power that nobody has, no other nation in the world has. The ability to build the world, the tremendous changes in the Torah of the world. One tree look into it. And Hashem is with us, like we're saying, as we talk and to recognize Hashem is constantly with us every second of our lives, watching over us and has watched over us. Have that clarity. I know Hashem is with me. I see it from so many past experiences. There's a whole Joshua which I won't say now, maybe I'll say one of the Shabbos. I see Hashem back in you. And then Shemir said, I looked up and opened up the Musa for Shabbos on the day of the month. Yeah, what was it? That whole mice over there, the punchline of the mice was that the interesting thing was saying Gilly Kegel and Gilly Kegel, and then after it said me Gilly Kegel. So it's out of order. First time, ask Lil Shen, and after it, then Gilly Kegel. Backwards. There's a lot of other questions in the whole segment of this. And that question, the gist of it is that you don't start with me Gilly Kegel, you start having a clarity. I know what Kodesh Baruch Hu is. I have clarity. I see from my life, I see from the history of clients, so I see from so many things that I thought, ain't Kelly Kane, there's nothing like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Kamosh Vieh. Hashem is our God, He's the Ozan, He rules the world, He's our Mashiach. He's everything. I have it clear. If I have it clear, then afterwards, sometimes you go into situations which is not so good, where you have the Mikkeli Kegel. But the Enkeli Kegel you had beforehand is the thing that guides you through the state of Mikkeli Kegel. That's what we started off in the beginning of what we're speaking today. It's such an important thing to have clarity. It's never too late. The earlier the better. Clarity, well, that's what we're working on. To have a clear picture. And feel it. Ain't killing Canaan. Hashem gives us the courage to live. Hashem sustains us. Hashem brought us here in this world. Hashem created this body in this in this special historic time, Hashem gives us the ability to live Torah to mitzvahs. Hashem gives us our beautiful families. Hashem gives us our panos. Hashem gives us our clothing. Hashem gives us our health. Hashem gives us this. And all the things we say every day. In the course of a few, we say only thing anyway. But if you go also, hey, Jim again. It's nothing like Hashem. And that's the picture I start my day off with. I have that clarity to make everything. And then, if you're in the course of life, it's every day, the course of the day. And Kilkane is the last part of Tefillah, one of the reasons we say it. Mechazik are, I'm going to be tough before we leave the base measures and go into their day-to-day endeavors. So, when we get to the weekend of Kilkane, we look back and Kilkane. And Kilkane. That's it. So, Kofan, when we have that clarity, then things don't go well. The right thing to do is check, was I careless about something, was it negligent about other things? Sometimes it even, on the most basic aside, maybe I did not behave properly to somebody, was insensitive to somebody, whatever it may be, different things. There's been a thing in the world also. Make the judgment. And you do like that, you only have what you gain. Because if you find something, you rectify it. And you become a better person. Instead of just staying the same good person and blaming Hashem. So now in those for 2,000 years. We don't say, Ma, also the Kimba. But we can trust that Hashem is dying for us to come back. It's Hashem. And we say, we feel that it's true, even the wearing colors. It's funny, it's so because Paul was with us. Pavelo Shumati, Hashem went with us, every ghost is with us wherever we are. Hashem is having the wrong kind of things. Constantly the last kufa to arouse us. It's Hashem. The more we have that feeling of we're with Hashem, we appreciate the greatness of Hashem. That will help us think ourselves closer to our family ourselves. They give to Hashem, the Tanigal Hashem, and this Hashem will have to have another Mosiyat Shemaim, which is.